This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart Kamala Prasad Vissesar at the iconic Red House in Port of Spain last evening. Following the talks, the two countries signed 6 agreements to enhance cooperation in several sectors, including infrastructure and pharmaceuticals. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed the joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "The voice of the developing world remains on the margins and India will work with its partners to give the Global South its rightful seat at the high table."
In times of disaster, we have responded swiftly with aid, relief and solidarity. Our development partnerships are demand-driven, respectful and without conditions. Distinguished members, it is time for us to work together to give the Global South its rightful seat at the right level.
After concluding his successful visit to Trinidad and Tobago, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, this morning on the third leg of his five-nation tour that aims to reinforce India's engagements with Global South. The Prime Minister will hold discussions with Argentine President Javier Milei this evening to further strengthen the strategic partnership and open new avenues of cooperation. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Argentina visit has more details about Mr. Modi's action-packed day in Buenos Aires.
The official engagements for Prime Minister begin at the statue of General José de San Martín, where the Prime Minister will pay his respects to Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero, who was a key leader in South America's independence, liberating Argentina, Chile and Peru from Spanish rule. Prime Minister will then be accorded a ceremonial welcome. He will hold the delegation talks, followed by a lunch hosted by President Milei for him. The discussions are expected to focus on cooperation in critical minerals and energy security.
Prime Minister Modi will participate in the BRICS summit at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil on 6th and 7th of this month, followed by a bilateral visit to Brasilia, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly 6 decades. During his visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, along with several other global leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India discusses trade deals on its own terms and never makes a trade deal based on a timeline. Talking to media in New Delhi about the trade deal with the United States, the minister said that a free trade agreement is only accepted by the country when it is fully matured and in national interest.
Bharat apne sharton par charcha karta hai. Alag-alag deshon ke saath charcha chal rahi hai. European Union ho, New Zealand ho, Oman ho, USA ho, Chile ho, Peru ho, kai deshon ke saath agreement ki baat chal rahi hai. Free trade agreement tabhi sambhav hota hai jab do taraf. It should be a win-win agreement.
Preparations are in full swing at Puri in Odisha for the Bahuda Yatra, also known as the Return Car Festival, to be held today. The 3 grand chariots of Lord Jagannath, elder brother Lord Balabhadra and their sister Devi Subhadra are stationed in front of the Gundicha temple, ready for their return journey to the Sri Jagannath temple. The journey of the deities to the world outside from the Sanctum Sanctorum of the Gundicha temple starts with an elaborate ritual called Pahan, which will begin around noon. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Rajasthan and Himachal Pradesh today. Delhi NCR will experience rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, gusty winds and lightning from today. Meanwhile, thunderstorm accompanied by lightning and gusty winds is expected over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Gangetic West Bengal, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh today. Reigning world champion Gukesh Dumaraju has won the rapid title at the Rapid and Blitz tournament, part of the 2025 Grand Chess Tour at Zagreb in Croatia. In cricket, India will resume their play at the overnight score of 64 for 1 on day 4 with an overall lead of 244 runs in the second innings against host England in the second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.